person, I was eager to find out what people thought about the content. So I did some Googling, and I just found this post on TikTok from a guy named Jordan Foster, and he wrote, "Went to a symphony concert for the first time. Oh my God, I'm blown away. Hashtag black conductor. Hashtag loud choir." And it's got like 13,000 likes on TikTok, and like I've seen a bunch of these posts everywhere. For me, you know, Carmina is great to sing, and I'm sure many of you had sung it before we performed it, but for many audience members, they never went to any symphony concert or classical experience before. This was their first, and if this was my first concert, I would leave ready to YouTube and Google other classical pieces because y'all sounded that good. It was really, really phenomenal. Maestro Armstrong had nothing but excellent things to say about the choir. Piedmont was just fantastic. Oh my God. Yeah. I met with Eric, their director, and we're already thinking, how can we collaborate again in the future somehow? Because nothing's planned, but just thinking of what can happen. But I hope the people that came to the concert that you invited enjoyed it as well. I thought the pieces before Carmina were also really wonderful. If you had a chance to listen to those from the house, they were really stunning arrangements and commissions. I like that we started our season with a chestnut like Carmina, you know, and then we're gonna end it with Beethoven's Ninth in June. It's kind of uncommon in the Bay Area for choirs to do the standards. They love to do the new pieces, you know, the new commissions. Oh, what did Eric Whitaker write yesterday, kind of thing. And like, that's all well and good, but sometimes people need like the stock, you know, people need to be reminded of this. And it was an inspiring concert because of the time of the election and whatnot, but also for Maestro Armstrong to lead his symphony and chorus for the first time so well, I thought. And there's been reviews that have come out about it. I'm gonna send you all some links. Well, I'll give it to you. And there's a review from, I forget what it's called, Midrow that I found, and the Classical Voice is coming out this weekend too. So I'll send you all those things, but seriously, bravo, 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 what an excellent way to start the season. Take 10 seconds and congratulate your neighbor. Go, go, go. Break bread. Tonight we're focusing on three pieces, the African Noel, the Margaret Bonds, They Bought Fine Gifts, and the Hallelujah Chorus. Maybe take out a pencil and write some notes down for what I'm going to say, just so you know how these rehearsals will progress. The concert begins with Let Us Break Bread Together. At one point, we were going to do a new arrangement of it. That has been changed. We're going back to the standard arrangement. So those of you who have sung it before, congratulations, one song done. Those of you who haven't, it's really easy. We'll definitely get that next week and we'll get that done next week. That'll be done by all the choirs and the orchestra. And Terrence, what's Terrence's last name from OIGC? Kelly, he'll be the soloist for that again, okay? So we haven't gotten that music yet, but if you thought we were doing a new version, we're not, we're doing the same version. We'll do that next week. Later in the program, after a few disco-themed pieces, the next piece that we do is the African Noel. You can put that in order in your folder now if you want. The African Noel is memorized. I'll say that again, African Noel is memorized. Not a hard piece at all, we did this last year. It's memorized because there are hand motions to it, and we can't hold folders while we do it. But we'll look at that one tonight, not hard at all. Right after that comes the Hallelujah Chorus. Hallelujah Chorus, standard version that we've done every year. Maestro Armstrong will conduct the Hallelujah Chorus this year. He's one of his favorite pieces. He's so excited to conduct that one after Carmina. This is a memorized piece, okay? This is a memorized piece, and we'll aim towards that in our rehearsals. I want to be honest about the African Noel, the Break Bread, and the Hallelujah Chorus. We'll look at those tonight, minus the Break Bread, but after this rehearsal, it's not going to be as much time. So I really need your focus and pencils to write those markings down. I'll give them to you very quickly. We're also being joined by 35 students from Napa High School. They will be with us. They're singing the same music as us. And 20 students from Cal State, 20, 25? I think it was 20 you said. From Cal State East Bay University who will be joining us. They will not be separate from you on stage. We'll be one choir all together, okay? So you might have some high school students next to you or college students next to you. Keep that in mind with your language and whatnot on stage, of course, but I'm sure you'll be astutely wonderful. So that's the first half of the concert. It's the Break Bread, African Noel before intermission, and then Hallelujah Chorus for intermission. The second half starts, and we're doing They Bought Fine Gifts as the second or third song in that. So make sure that goes there. Do you all have that music, by the way? The Margaret Bonds, They Bought Fine Gifts?
I have mine.
Okay. There are copies available there if you haven't picked one up yet. They were distributed, I think, a month ago or something like that. Phil?
Will there be a last-minute disco piece that gets thrown at us?
Yeah, I was just coming to that, actually. Yep. So we know for sure. Actually, I'll give a couple minutes for all of you. Need Bond still?
I don't have
it. Well, they weren't paying attention when we were at
the top. Thank you, Shady Carol. The piece that we know for sure, the disco piece that we know for sure that will end the concert is Last Dance.
Okay.
Last Dance. And we already have the orchestra score for it. Lenny Wee arranged it. I will be writing the choir parts. Which I did last year for the Tina Turner song, if you remember, too. We ended with...
And it was excellent.
Well, thank you, Phil. What was that last song we did last year in the Tina Turner concert? Was it Rolling on a River? I think it was that one, yeah. So this will be Last Dance, and I can tell you now, it will be pretty much exactly like the recorded version, just with orchestral instruments. And we'll just be singing the choruses of it with very little harmony here and there. Your homework is really simple for that. Find a YouTube version and listen to the original by, I think it's Donna Summer,
Donna
right?
Summer. Yeah.
Listen to Donna Summer Last Dance before next week, okay? The parts will not be hard. They'll be pretty strophic too. That means they repeat, so you don't have to worry about, you know, holding music for it. The big thing about this concert is it's not like Carmina where we hold black folders and stand. You get to move around. You get to have fun. No one wants to come see your forehead. They want to see your whole face and hear your beautiful singing, okay? Yes?
If you require movement, I think there'll be enough space for us to do the movement.
Great question, yes. So right now on this list, we have 56 people signed up from Oakland Symphony, plus the 30 or so from Napa, plus the 20 from Cal State. That gets us to about 100. But we also have Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir joining us. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. Their numbers tend to fluctuate. Like, they'll say we're bringing 20, and then, like, 40 will show up. I will tell you now, and everyone who's done Break Bread knows this, it's a tight-packed concert. It's a tight concert. You're going to be on stage for the whole concert, and you're going to be tightly packed there. The setup we had for Carmina, that could have fit about 120, 130 maybe, Sarah, I would say. The setup for Break Bread, is that longer then, or is it the same?
That's 10 feet longer.
Okay. So it'll be a little longer, but, you know, just be prepared to be in tight quarters, okay? There was an email that went out that said the attire would allow for jewel tones and whatnot. I was going back and forth because I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know what jewel tone was. So I had to look it up and see what it meant. I actually am going to allow jewel tone as well as red or green Christmas colors. The base has to be black, okay? Black shirt, black pants, but any like tie.
Like a tie.
Yeah, a red tie or a green tie or a scarf or something like that is totally fine.
Jewel tone means ruby red.
Oh.
Okay.
I Googled it and it came up with a bunch of like off-color white blouses and I'm like, no, I don't want that. So that's why I sent that email. I'm sorry. So we're going with the original plan then of jewel tone.
The email said jewel tone tops.
Yes.
Not black tops with a jewel tone.
Sarah, do you want to clarify any of this?
It's up to you. Okay.
The thing is, I want only accents because we have other choirs joining us, and all they're being told to wear is all black with maybe some type of accent as well. So I, as much as I know the email said color tops are fine, I want black tops, black bottoms, black shoes, black socks, all that, and then the accents can be the jewel tone red, green colors. What do you mean? Nope, it's got to be a black shirt. Any accents need to be kind of smaller than that.
So those of you who wear option one, the way that tends to roll out for people is they might wear a headband, a scarf, a type of shawl, an unobtrusive brooch or pin is how that will generally run out, or an accent belt if that is looks good with theirs. That's generally how that rolls out. And then those who wear option two, it's generally a tie or a pocket square or a bow tie.
Or maybe a vest.
Maybe a vest, maybe.
Fine, you wear your vest, Phil.
I'm
not going to hear the end of it until I say it.
So that's generally how it rolls out.
Yeah.
Keep in mind whatever accent you choose, if you choose a scarf or a shawl, please make sure it's light when you are wearing a t-shirt under, not a t-shirt, but a short sleeve shirt under your shawl so you don't overheat.
Right,
because
we're under lights.
As hot as it was last week, we're putting almost 40 more bodies on that stage.
Plus a bigger orchestra and, an orchestra.
It's a larger chorus with a smaller orchestra, but that larger chorus is about 40 more bodies and just creates a wall of heat.
Yes.
So consider that when you're choosing. Please make sure you're safe in what you choose. If that means no accent,
yes.
That's fine.
And with that, I hope you're excited to sing and let us break bread. So, yeah.
One more question.
Speaking of temperature, option two people, are we insisting on jackets for this one?
Oh, no, that's a good question. No jacket
required.
Yeah,
bread's a little less formal. We'll drop it.
Yeah, you can drop the jacket for sure. That's fine.
But that does mean you can have a nice button.
Yes, a nice button up still, but no jacket required. Yeah.
Nice, crisp, well maintained.
Yes. Okay, stand up, please. Take a second to say hello to your neighbor again. And can we welcome back Jeremiah to the piano? We've been with orchestra for the past week or plus now and haven't had our wonderful collaborative pianist with us. I learned something, by the way. The term accompanist is not really preferred. It's really more of a collaborative pianist. That is more the term that I think people are going with, but I guess we'll leave it on. C major, please.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Can you start softer so it's not, oh, but grow into like the fourth or fifth note. Raise it that way, right there. Can we keep that forwardness but change to D major, please? but that's a great year. And set that bass, and then come up on the three preceding notes. That pitch level, all forward, and. Below your diaphragm, say ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Ha 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 ha. Ho ho ho.
Ha 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 ha. Ho ho ho. Ho ho ho. Ha 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 ha.
Head down. Darken the key.
Ho ho ho.
There you go. Head down. Not too loud.
Ho ho ho. Ho ho ho.
Just play the piano. Head down.
Ha 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 ha. Ho ho ho.
Make your ha talk. Ha. Just soprano tenor. More H. Alto bass. Everyone, piano. Still exciting. Keep it staccato. One more. While you're running, take out Hallelujah Chorus. While you're running, take out Hallelujah Chorus. All right, from the top, please. Even if you know the Hallelujah Chorus, go ahead and take it out for now because I'm going to give you just some markings. You might even already have these markings from last year, so, but still have it out. Breathe in the ha shape. And
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Stop there. What's the emphasis in the word hallelujah? Always Louie. Hallelujah. Make sure the lu is always a little bit louder than the initial ha that we started off. Just speak the first three measures, or first two measures, two and T and four.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you getting that cut I'm doing there? I'm just striking that dot and making it an eighth rest, basically. Hallelujah. Don't close the mouth there. Just stop the sound there. Speak it again. Two and T and go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Make the hallelujah more percussive if you can. That'll help us cut across the orchestra. Let's sing it now. Just play the part. Here's your notes. Put that in mind. Two and T and go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, tip of the tongue to form leluya versus leluya. You hear a difference? One sounds very like yogurty. We need a little more percussiveness to cut across the textures of the orchestra. For the Lord God omnipotent. So we cut the dot off ni and measure 13, make it an eighth rest, and we make tent before letter A an eighth note eighth rest. These are all just Baroque things to make us sound a little more together. From For the Lord God, top of two, last measure. More diction. Two and two and go.
For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Same thing here.
For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good, good. All that makes sense so far? All the cuts we did, the emphasis on Lu. Let's go on to this kind of fugue thing that we have at letter B, please. Soprano, start this for us, singing on ta. Two and T and go.
Ta 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 ta.
The new text, right? For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. If you have hallelujah, hallelujah, you're not as important here. You can make that dynamic like mezzo piano. If you have for the Lord God omnipotent, portent, bring that out for sure. Altos, you get that melody at one point, don't you? Yeah, with the tenors. And since you're both singing that part there, not quite forte, maybe like mezzo forte plus, but it'll sound pretty strong. Anyway, if you don't have that theme, please back up, okay? Don't be as loud. And letter B again, please. Sopranos have the theme, you should be forte. Tenors, you're focusing more on being rhythmic and lighter. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Not too loud here. Here we go, letter B with the company. Sopranos, four, two, and T, and go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Crescendo, cross it out, please. No crescendo after C. Also, you might have something that says no breath. I actually like a breath after there. Make the come, this is one, two, three, four, after C and just a half note, and then put a quarter rest in there. So we get, is because the key, and then forte for the kingdom. But no crescendo. Also, it says mezzo forte before there. Cross that out. Just keep it piano. That's actually more Baroque anyway, just piano to forte. Pick up to C. Repeat up to me. The kingdom.
The kingdom.
Now say, the kingdom.
The kingdom.
Now keep that energy. Keep that, but say it soft. The kingdom.
The kingdom.
That's how it should sound. The kingdom of this world. The tone is soft, but the diction is still loud. Something our reviewers keep mentioning is they can understand every word that says. Let's make that a trademark and keep that diction loud, even if the piano, if it's soft there. Pick up to C, the kingdom. It's not marcato though, it's still legato here. Just make sure the diction comes out. The
2.
The kingdom of this world.
Sing it strong, but once you're done, back away. Tenor, there's not many moments in this life when you can go, and he shall, and be forte. Be forte. Let it rip. I'm fine with that there. Altos, your entrance can be a little stronger when you come in, mainly because of where it sits in your range, but and he shall reign. Everyone on those entrances accent he, reign, and F. And he shall reign forever and ever. I want to hear that accent pattern happening, please. Good. Go back to letter C again. That was really good. You do the diction so well for like a measure, then you're like, okay, we got it. I'll just chill out now. No more diction. Yeah, let's keep it going the whole time. Here's pick up C.
The kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
It's always King of Kings. Say that.
King of Kings.
Now say King of Kings.
King of Kings.
Yeah, it's too yogurty. I want King of Kings forever, every time. And same for, and Lord of Lords. Just little spaces between the words to help us. Y'all can have some vibrato in this. I don't mind a little vibrato. You're welcome, Jessica. You can have a little vibrato, that's fine. Can we start at the beginning of this section, please? This is letter E, two after E, or two beats after E. Alto soprano, just say your King of Kings, and one, two.
King of Kings.
Yeah, use the diction as the stoppages of sound so it sounds more together. King of Kings. Ready, act. King of Kings. Yeah, every time sing it that way. Right there, please. And one.
King of Kings.
Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And Lord of
Cut off where it says to pray.
Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
King of Kings.
Forever and ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Separate still.
Forever and ever. Hallelujah.
King up. More of an I, a natural I sound there. Start please at O. This is going well. How about top of 10, last two beats, please. Top of 10. Oh, sorry. This is the tenor, bass, and alto. King of kings, forever and ever. It's, you have the same measure numbers as me, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, this is measure 74.
Oh.
Yeah, last two beats of 74. Here's your beat. Make sure it's separated. And one, and.
King of kings,
forever and ever,
and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever, forever and ever.
Separate
King of kings and Lord of lords, King of kings and Lord of lords,
and he shall reign forever, forever and ever,
forever and ever,
and Lord of lords. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. On the cutoff there, okay? Altos in general, just for balance sake, more sound from you overall, and ending too, especially. Any questions on Hallelujah? Oh, yes, Bill, sorry.
Yes, at letter D, where we, you know, where the bass is kind of with the band, should we be singing Christ when they sing And? Is there overlap there, or do you want us to cut off? Take that
one. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, well, that's. Because you all have quarter notes at D, right,
yeah.
For Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basses, make yours a quarter note as well. I think you have a dotted quarter note there. Just make it a regular quarter note so we hear an eighth note separation before. It'll be Christ and he shall. Yeah, good catch there, thank you. Okay, put that away, please. That is oh, sorry, Barbara.
We have a lot of R's for forever. Do you have any ways you'd like us to say all those?
Yes, I'd like them to be almost invisible. Yeah. Forever and ever, never forever. This isn't a pirate ship in Texas. Okay. Forever and ever.
And you want them rolled at the beginning of
it. Yeah, yeah, flipped. Not rolled, flipped. Just a light flip. Yes. Take out. Oh yes.
Second to last measure. Second to last measure. That dotted half. Do you want that continue through, or are you gonna want?
Oh yeah, continue through for sure. Yeah, yeah. That won't be a break there. We'll just and that's a weird one because you know Handel ends it on Yah, so you think Yah has to be the strongest, but just keep it all strong there. It's fine. Okay. Good. Take out. They bought fine gifts, please. Oh, they brought fine. Sorry, they didn't go to Target to buy these. No, no, it's fine. They can just sing more, yeah. I'm also thinking of other choirs and their balance too, so I want more soprano there. Take a look at the score while I find the recording for us to listen to while we observe. let's follow along. And that's the bonds there. What do you notice about the texture for a lot of it? Are we homophonic, polyphonic, monophonic? What's going on? What do those mean? Probably is a better question. Monophonic means everyone is singing the same part at the same time, like a unison section. Homophonic means we all have the same rhythm, but we might have different harmonies. Polyphonic is like what the Handel's Messiah is, parts moving against each other. So which one is this, you think? I would say homophonic, right? Like, there's times where the sopranos have a theme, but then a lot of us are moving kind of together. And that really comes from Margaret Bond's experience as an organist and a church pianist. If you look at the music of Florence Price as well, another African-American woman's music who was discovered, she also had that experience as an organist. And so it kind of comes from that style of playing. It's also the harmonies, very evocative of that era, that sweet style. Whenever I hear music like this, I'm gonna date myself. I think of those claymation Jack Frost, these Mr. White Christmas movies. Like, that was the same kind of like musicscape I remember. Yeah, like slower Manhattan Transfer kind of thing in a way. And really the way you get this sound is by adding the sixth and the second scale degree to chords, and you get kind of that 50s, 40s-ish quality. Let's all be sopranos at the beginning, please. We're all sopranos, starting together. How about start rambling down? Sopranos will be a crescendo and a decrescendo. Crescendo, measure 9 into measure 10, and then decrescendo there. Did you catch where I broke there? It was, they brought fire.
gifts.
Make that a quarter note, quarter rest.
Fine gifts of silver.
And then when you come in with your parts,
they brought gifts.
Could you put a tenuto under gifts, please? Because we're leading towards that note. And really observe that rest there.
They brought gifts of silver and gold.
Lots of diction there. Sopranos, first page, last measure. You have a dotted half note tied to a dotted half note. Make the second one just the half note followed by a quarter rest. Good. Sopranos, sing your part. Everyone else is a bass, please. Sopranos, stay on their part. Everyone else is singing the bass part. Just playing parts. Sopranos, right where you come in. And one, two.
Take your
mezzo forte before that, make that up silver and gold leading into page 10 forte. And then altos, you take over the melody at
in jeweled boxes, jewel, jewel.
We'll separate that word over two beats that way.
Can I hear just the, everyone but the sopranos, where you come in at they brought gifts of silver and
can you play those parts for us there? Bottom of page one. Listen to, we'll roll the parts out first so we can hear what they sung at the bottom of the top. That's the chord we have to come in on. That's a very interesting chord right there. Play that for us. One, two. I think the interval to really be cautious of in this piece is the half step. You have a lot of like D naturals to D flats and things like that. I would circle them and just make sure we don't move too far. Can I hear those parts, please? Altos, tenors, and basses, just singing on nah, please, nah. Here's your first notes. Sing your first chord, alto, tenor, bass. Let's go slow. And one, two. Silver should be an eighth note, eighth rest, tenor bass. So we can have a clean entrance with the soprano and tenor when they come in. Now, I'm liking the balance I'm getting right now with all the basses on the bass line and tenor splitting. I was gonna maybe have a couple basses join the tenor two line, but I'm actually liking what I'm hearing, so we'll keep it the way it is. Let's try this again on text, please. On text, please. From the soprano. Playing parts. And one, two.
They brought
offs.
Thank you.
walking half steps down. That's an exact spot I'm talking about. We gotta feel like the pitches are going up even though we're walking down. So it doesn't go too flat there. Sopranos, who's singing soprano one right now? Raise your hand. And you're all on soprano two? That's a lot of soprano two. Okay, I'm gonna add more soprano one. Do you mind singing soprano one for this? The highest note's an E flat or an F. Thank you. And one more soprano one. Oh, Jules, yeah, sing soprano one.
I am singing soprano
one. Oh, you were? Oh, I didn't see your hand just now. Move over here with them if you can, just so you can be together in parts. Good. And by the way, that's as far as I want to get today. So good start, but let's do that again. Could you stand, please? Yes.
Can you say a whole quarter rest at the end of 11?
End of 11. The rehearsal numbers are weird here. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, thank you. Fine. Let's make that an eighth rest if we can, actually. So tenors, this involves you too. This is one after rehearsal 10. They brought fine gifts. Fine. Make it a dotted quarter note and then a, a dotted quarter note and then an eighth rest. I think I said a quarter note before, I'm just making it a little, we don't need that much time to rest there. From the beginning again, could you all smile? They brought fine gifts. Sounds a lot different from, they brought fine gifts. I gotta hear your sweet sound the whole time. Your cheeks are gonna hurt from smiling a lot in this song, okay? From where you come in, sopranos. And 1, 2. Crescendo into gifts. Altos in jeweled boxes. Altos, crescendo that into box if you can. In jeweled boxes. Just phrasing into there. Just speaking that line from where altos start in jeweled. And one. In jeweled boxes. In jeweled boxes of beauty. Speak that triplet, ready, and.
Beauty untold.
Speak it staccato, ready, and.
Beauty untold.
Don't rush that second and third triplet. I like to subdivide them like that, dot, 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 dot. Then it's really easy to feel that triplet, okay? Speak it again in jeweled from the alto. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, like a schwa, really. And to that point, try to make the wool softer than jew. In jeweled box. It's a lot of dynamics happening there that'll help us understand it more. Speaking there. And one.
In jeweled box. In jeweled boxes of beauty untold. Jeweled boxes of beauty untold.
Oh. And we changed that dotted half note to a half note, end of page 10, I believe. Bottom of 10, first measure. Can you make told a dotted quarter rest with an eighth rest? We can all cut off together there. You see what I'm talking about? Bottom of 10, first measure. So you get a dotted quarter rest followed by an eighth rest if you can.
Let's sing this, please. Just the sopranos and altos from that same spot. Play the parts of this. Altos, that's my sweet sound. Ready, and one. A lot of half steps, right? Once you get to the bottom of 10 there, right? Let's try that again. And play the parts a little louder, Jeremiah, so they can hear you. Alto start. Ready, and one. Intro. Triplet there. A beauty until. They're all half steps. Got to be much smaller steps there. Altos, measure of rehearsal 11. Don't break between boxes and of beauty. Just keep that going if you can. Was there a hand over here?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want boxes or boxes? I hear both.
Definitely not the second. Yeah. Boxes. Is. Yeah. Comes in on is there. Okay. Good. Tenor bass, can I hear you same spot? Right before 11. Ready, and one.
Into old boxes of beauty untold. To old boxes of beauty untold.
There's that second scale degree we were talking about there. Now, altos and tenors on that chord, you don't have primary tones. You don't have to be so loud when you get to bottom of page 10. You're on the sixth scale degree, you're on the second. Back up, let the sopranos and basses have a little room there to grow. Everyone say the word beauty.
Beauty.
I'm hearing like very different versions. I'm hearing too much booty, some people. Beauty. Just get through it and get to you. Jeweled boxes of beauty untold. Just get through the EA and get right to the U. Boxes of beauty. Speak that rhythm from jeweled, bottom of 10. One, two.
Jeweled boxes of beauty untold.
And make sure that's boxes of beauty. Don't come in too early there, okay? Any questions so far? I know we're going kind of quick, but it's not terribly difficult. Let's run that section with everyone, then we'll go back and put this wall together. From top of page 10, please. Alto's entrance.
Ready,
try it again. Can everyone see the molto crescendo written in at 11? Yeah, it's written in. It's not a, maybe draw it in so you have it there. But we should really get to like fortissimo at the bottom of page 10. But then can you draw a decrescendo from boxes of beauty untold? So bottom of page 10, second, third, and fourth measure is one long decrescendo. You already have kind of one written there at the end. Sing that again. Come back more. Good, let's run that from the beginning.
This is a lot more work than I thought we'd do on this, but that makes me happy. So I can go to Thanksgiving knowing that my choir will be prepared. Lovely, lovely. Very good. First measure. Even your fortes are really like more like mezzo fortes in this, not too loud, sopranos. Crescendo into gifts. Everyone, top of page 10, did I tell you to make that gold an eighth note, eighth rest?
Yes.
If I didn't, go ahead and do that now. The very first note of page 10, you're all holding gold, and bass, this includes you as well. Make it an eighth note, eighth rest. So then altos have room for so basses, it'll be of silver and gold. Pretty quick on that gold there. Okay. Beginning again, then we'll take a little break. Yes.
Mm-hmm. When should the altos and sopranos, like, just because should we do dotted quarter or eighth rest?
Oh, good question. I think tenor bass, are you doing a quarter rest, I think, before that they brought gifts there?
What
did you say?
Question.
A rehearsal 10, tenors and basses, did I change that half note to a quarter note, quarter rest?
Yes.
Yes, do the same for altos there. Sopranos, hold your whole note there. You don't have to change anything. Okay?
You mean on fine?
Rehearsal 10, you're holding gold.
A gold.
Yeah, that first note of rehearsal 10, I think it's a half note, make it a quarter note, quarter rest. So we all cut off together. Here we go. Crescendo on that long whole note at the end there. Basses, I feel like some of you want to go to the tonic on told sometimes. Just make sure we really stay on that C natural as written there. Good! This is not a memorized piece. Don't worry. You can use music for this for sure. And folks, we are halfway done the song, and it kind of repeats the same figures a lot, so you can look at this on your own over the week. I'll send that recording out again, and we'll come back with these parts well learned. Have a seat, please.
So you may notice when you walked in that there's a cake congratulating us. So be sure to get the piece. There's two kinds. Bill brought more chocolate this time because people were disappointed last time. So there's white cake and chocolate cake. The next time that we can really have food is the week after sign-up sheets so that you can commit yourself to what part you're going to do to make a potluck a success. And there's one other sign-up sheet, and that is for setup crews. So if you haven't done anything yet and would like to sign up for a setup crew, please do, so that the GMs are waiting for us when we come to say. You know, you had to indicate how you wanted to volunteer when the season started. Lots of people haven't done that yet, so Sarah is sort of revamping how we're going to get that. But I will tell you this, if you sign up to be a setup crew, and when you sign up for the potluck, you will get some credit toward fulfilling that part.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the only way this works is if everybody helps. And you're great about putting things down and what we need. Now, I'd love to not send something on the bulletin board for you asking for a setup crew. So just do your part. We will all appreciate it. Go enjoy some cake.
Before you do that, when we come back from break, it is currently 8:21 on my clock, it says. When that ends at 8:35, we will be meeting Sarah.
Just want to remind you guys to please read the email that Monique sends out weekly. There are a lot of people who were shocked about the music that was added and didn't have some parts, and we sent that all out yesterday with information on how to get them so that you can print them and be prepared, because I love to have everything here, but I am currently one person doing this with Monique's help. So please read what she sends you, because we give you all the information, and I know everyone is busy, which is why she makes the best effort to send it out before dinner time on Tuesdays, or at a time that you would probably not be busy. So please read those. It is also incredibly important because as we get into the spring, she's going to start sending out surveys about how many Beethoven 9 we need to order, because we're not going to be ordering over if we order them. So it's incredibly important you read those all the way through. I know they're long, but we do only two, one for Ash's music notes and one for the logistics, so that we don't clutter your emails. But that means it's especially important. Please read them all the way through.
That's a lot of pleases.
As you're leaving for break, please be careful of the wire, the cord here. I don't have any tape tonight, and I don't want anyone tripping. Is that tape there?
Yeah, it's right there. We'll get it. Just be careful of the cord. You're back at what time?
8:35.